Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Castle Country Focus interview. Today over the phone, we are joined by Bruin Point Elementary Principal Connie Totacini, and we're going to be talking about just a little summer update and into the school year update for Bruin Point Elementary. So, Principal Totacini, thank you again for taking the time to come talk with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
So, I feel like it's important to kind of note, starting this off, that a lot of people kind of view teachers as It's an August to May job. You know, you think they think of teachers in that span, but they never really think about the work that teachers put into the summer, teachers and administrators both. So can you just kind of talk about that and how it's kind of gone for Bruin Point this summer?
Yeah, well, we actually started right after school got out with 3 professional development days to get ready for the next year. So my teachers really didn't get out until June. But it was nice. It's nice to be able to get together with your teachers and your paraprofessionals and get some things straightened out and get kids ready even right after school started. So that was a really wonderful thing that we did. We also have a new language arts curriculum in our district for our kindergarten through our fifth grade students. And so the teachers had to get used to that, get to know it, you know, see how it navigates and start to plan. So they had a lot of work to do during the summer for that. We also had the Utah Rural Schools Association conference in Ridgefield that a lot of teachers attended. And we've had teachers in and out. We've got 2 new teachers this year, and so they've been in and out all summer trying to get things ready. And yeah, summer's not really a break. We get to go camping every now and again. But teachers and administrators, and especially you know district personnel, are there all summer long. But yeah, it's not I get to take the summer off kind of a job.
Yeah, it really is a year long commitment. And those rural school conferences, always a highlight for teachers of the summer. Every teacher I've been able to talk to who has been able to attend one of those, they've really talked about how much they were able to grow and kind of develop during those. So it's important to shout out the teachers and administrators, everyone really, for the hard work they're putting in over the summer. And now we're finally here. School has started about a week ago for students 1st through 5th grade. And how has that been for you guys over at Bruin Point?
It's been really good. We've got an increase in enrollment, which is always good to see out here. We have a lot of changes this year. We changed the schedule. We changed the way that we do our specials. We are now putting kindergarten all the way through 5th grade into groups to go to library and technology and PE and art. And we added a social skills class, a social emotional learning special. So it's been kind of a change for our kids, but they have adapted very, very well. We thought it was going to take some time, but they got this down first day.
And those kids are just, they're so resilient, and it's always fun to see what the next generation is going to do. And from the sounds of it, it sounds like they were going to be in good hands coming up. And then you said, we were talking earlier, and you said that kindergarten started this week on Monday.
Yes, it did. There was legislation that says that kindergarten needs to have the same amount of days as the rest of the students. And so we hurried and got our kindergarten testing done, and they started on Monday. And it's been fun. We have a big kindergarten class. We have, I think, 8 more than we did last year.
Now, that's always exciting to see that enrollment number going up instead of the opposite direction. That usually signals pretty good things, not just for the school district, but for our community as a whole. And I guess on a more personal level, is there anything in particular you're most excited about for this school year?
Well, I'm always excited to see what the new kids are going to bring. But the changes that we've made, I'm really excited to see our kids grow, not just academically, but in their social and emotional learning. I'm really excited about bringing Mrs. Kaylin Hepworth on for our social skills class. As I don't know if most people know that we lost the grant, or we did not get the grant, to continue our Rising Raptors program in our district. And so we do not have after-school program this year. So we took her from there, and I am really excited to see the work that she's going to be doing with our kids. And I'm really excited. We've really focused our interventions and our extension classes to really, really target where our kids are. So I'm really looking forward to seeing growth in the social emotional learning and in the academics.
So just a lot of stuff to be excited about over at Bruin Point. And we were talking a little bit beforehand that you had an event that you had to change the date to October, but let's dive a little bit into back to school night for you guys.
Yeah, we actually had to change it from tomorrow, or from August 22nd to August 27th. So it'll be August 27th at 6 o'clock, and we're really looking forward to families coming and meeting their teachers and getting just kind of mingling and enjoying lunch or dinner with us. And we're really looking forward to that, but we did have to change the date, so we wanted to make sure that everybody knew that it is not on the 22nd of August, but the 27th of August, so next Tuesday.
Well, Principal Totticini, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, we actually started, the district started a key recognition. So if you're really interested to see what that is, go on to the Carbon Schools website, and it's right there at the bottom, and it's a wonderful way to shout out to our teachers and thank them, our teachers and any district employee, and thank them for what they've been doing. It's new. Superintendent Silas and Stacey Basinger have really put a lot of work and effort into that, and it's really exciting. So the listeners, go on to Carbon School District webpage, and it's right there on the front on the left-hand side.
Again, that was Bruin Point Elementary Principal Connie Totticini, and we were talking about what to be excited for with Bruin Point this upcoming school year. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.